Hello, friends. Welcome to Bible Sunshine today. We're glad you have joined us on Thursday. It's a blessing to be able to meet together like this to study God's Word. I hope you're doing well and that you are continuing to think on the book of Philippians. There's some very wonderful verses here to think about during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Well, let's pray and ask God to bless our moments together. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you that it is inspired. Thank you that the entrance of your words give light and it gives understanding to the simple. And Lord, we confess that we need you today and we need the enlightening that comes from your Spirit. So open our hearts and our minds to your word today. Encourage our hearts. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Well, open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2 or find Philippians 2 on your phones. And let's continue our study of another wonderful character, Epaphroditus. We've been studying Timothy, and now Paul deals with another special, special man, who was a servant of the Lord from the church at Philippi to Paul in Rome, and Paul wanted to send him back to the church. So let's pick up here, chapter 2, verse 25. Yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need. We see here relationships of one who loves Christ supremely. His relationship with the Philippian church was characterized by willingness. We saw that yesterday. In verse 18, he is a messenger. In verse 25, he is a special servant sent by the Apostle Paul. So he was a servant representative of Paul to the Philippian church and of the Philippian church to Paul. In verse 30 of chapter 2, the last part says, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. So Epaphroditus was sent from the Philippian church to serve the Apostle Paul. They all couldn't be there to serve him as he was in Rome in prison, house arrest, but they could send a representative, and Epaphroditus was that representative. So his characteristic, his relationship, I should say, with the Philippian church was characterized by willingness in being a messenger and in being a servant representative. But then, let's go back to verse 25. His relationship with Paul was characterized by service. And I love the terms that are delineated here in verse 25. First of all, Paul says, Epaphroditus, my brother. Isn't that great? My brother. He saw him as part of the family of God. He saw himself on a par with Epaphroditus, on the same level. Paul was not seeing himself as above Epaphroditus, but on the same level here. He is my brother. And we've talked about that before. We saw it certainly with Timothy. What a blessing to be in the family of God with brothers and sisters, all of us purchased by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ when he died on the cross of Calvary, placed by the Lord Jesus into the family of God, indwelt by the Spirit of God. And so Paul saw Epaphroditus as a brother, part of the family. But that's not all. He says, my brother and my fellow worker, a fellow worker. Look at chapter 4, verse 3. Chapter 4, verse 3. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me. They were fellow workers with me Epaphroditus was also a fellow worker, a worker together with the Apostle Paul with the gospel. To have fellow workers together is such a blessing, to be able to share the work of God together. It is our privilege as a church to be involved in global missions, the work of Christ around the world. Some go, but some need to send. Some need to give, and all need to pray. What a blessing to be together in this, fellow workers, workers in the gospel around the world. It is a joy to know that when you give toward missions, you are participating in the work of God all over the world. God is good, and His work is powerful. And what a privilege we have to be invested in that. Notice 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we find this word again, fellow worker. 1 Thessalonians 3, and it's here used of Timothy. Sent Timothy, our brother, there's brother again, and minister of God and our fellow laborer or fellow worker in the gospel of Christ to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith. Every believer in Jesus Christ needs to see himself or herself as part of the work of God. God has a role for you. He has a purpose for you and for me. And together we are fellow workers. If you are lacking in fulfillment in your life, let me ask you this. Are you involved in the work of God? You say, well, I don't have any talent. I can't do this or that. Oh, but you can pray. And oh, sometimes it's quiet, humble people that aren't the flamboyant ones that are changing lives. I remember with such fondness a dear man who's in heaven now. His name is Leo. Leo was the church custodian. And oh, he kept the church spotless. But what I remember about him, there are a couple of things, but one is how he stood at the front door and he greeted people every Sunday. And as a little boy, I remember how he paid attention to me. I remember that. He called me by name. Oh, Leo would not have gotten up to preach behind the pulpit. He wouldn't even have gotten up to share a testimony, probably. But he had an impact on this little boy. He became a father figure. He fixed my bicycle. He took me fishing. I will never forget the one-sentence sermon of Leo Sheridan after we had gone out on Miss Pasagril II fishing boat from Pasagril Beach, Florida. And we came back and we got into his car and he said, now Woodard, and I was just a little boy then, he said, one day you'll be a fisher of men. You see, he wasn't talented to get up and preach to the whole congregation. He probably wouldn't have sung a special or stood up and given a testimony, but he had an impact on a little boy. And I thank God for fellow workers like that. So don't think that because you don't have some great ability that you can't do anything for Christ. You can, and you can pray. And oh, the godly widows that have told me, they pray for me in history and in the present. It is a blessing to know that people pray. It is part of being a part of the work of God. And you know, it takes away any resentment when the offering plates are passed, when we realize we have the privilege of being a part of God's work through giving. So Paul said of Epaphroditus that he was a fellow worker. What a blessing. Let us be workers together in the gospel. And when our focus is on Jesus Christ, it's hard to be critical of others. Well, look at what else he says in Philippians 2, verse 25. He says, not only my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, he's in the heat of the battle with me. In the military, they use a buddy system. And when you're in the thick of the exercise or the battle, you need to watch out for your buddy and make sure your buddy is okay, your buddy is protected. Paul is looking on Epaphroditus here as a battle buddy, my fellow soldier. We're in this battle together. And I can say to every believer in Jesus Christ around the world, we're in spiritual battle together and we need each other. God does not want us to be isolated. And so in this time where maybe we can't meet in the same room or the same auditorium together, we still need to connect with other believers through Zoom, through Facebook, through phone, somehow to connect with others, to be reminded that we are fellow soldiers. We're in the foxhole of life and the spiritual battles that are there together. When we trusted Christ as Savior, we entered a battle zone. I wish we could say we just entered a Sunday school picnic, but no, that's not true. We entered a battle zone and we faced the world system. We faced the flesh. We faced the devil in spiritual warfare, in spiritual battle. And God does not want us to try to go it alone. We need others. Look at the book of Philemon. Pick a chapter, but go to verse 2. The book of Philemon. And here is another character mentioned in the life of the Apostle Paul. He says, to the beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. He speaks of Archippus, whose name means chief horse. He says he's our fellow soldier. I don't know if Archippus' character was like his name, that he was the dominant horse or not, if he led the horses into battle, but Paul looked upon him as a fellow soldier. I tell you, I thank God for fellow soldiers. We need fellow soldiers in the spiritual battles of life. And understand, Christian soldier, wherever you are not alone. There are other believers also in this battle. One of the enemy's tactics is to make us think that we are isolated, that no one is around, that no one cares, that even God doesn't care. That's the enemy's lie, to make us think that. And so we need to understand the truth from Scripture, that we have brothers and sisters, we have fellow laborers, and we have fellow soldiers, and we need to be all of that. We need to be understanding of our family relationship in Christ, understanding of our co-working together for Christ, understanding that we are fighting the spiritual battles together by the power of God and through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fellow soldiers, encourage a fellow soldier today. Send him or her a text or a phone call and let them know that you're praying for them. Let's go to prayer today for believers in Jesus Christ in the land of Turkey. Ranks number 35th on the persecution ranking, and the United Arab Emirates ranking number 33 on the persecution ranking. Let us be fellow soldiers with these dear saints in Christ in these countries. Our Father, we thank you that we are never alone, and we thank you for the work that you've called us to. And we thank you for the blessing of being in the family of God. I pray, Lord, for the believers in Jesus Christ in Turkey, that you will encourage them today, that they will know that someone is praying for them. We pray that they will stand strong when they face opposition and persecution. I pray for believers in United Arab Emirates that, Lord, when they are persecuted, that they will stand strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. We pray for the boldness of believers in these lands, and we pray for unsaved people to see their need of a Savior. Those that are unsaved, while they may be very religious, we pray they will see their need for Jesus, who's the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord, multiply the Bibles and the scriptures in these lands, we pray. Father, we continue to pray for victims of the coronavirus, ask for your healing touch, but we ask, Lord, for the salvation of souls and for the revival of your church. Lord, make us strong by encouraging each other in the Lord and encouraging fellow soldiers, fellow laborers in the gospel of Christ. We give you thanks and praise for our triumphant, victorious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen. God bless you, dear friend. I'm glad you joined us today on Bible Sunshine. We hope to see you tomorrow. And may God's love, his life, and his light shine upon you. God bless you.